Harry shakes his head. You young'uns. Back when I was getting going, we used to think the future would be all lasers and food pills and rockets to Mars.
It's not that different, I remonstrate. Look, it's a science. You try using a limb from someone who died of a motor neuron disease or MS, and you'll find out in a hurry. What we're doing is setting up a microgrid that funnels in an information gate from another contiguous continuum. Information gates are, like, easy. With a bit more energy, we can crank it open and bring mass through, but that's more hazardous, so we don't do it very often. The demonic presences, okay, the extraterrestrial sapient fast thinkers on the other side, try to grab control of the proprioceptive nerves they can sense the layout of on the other side of the grid. The nerves are dead, like the rest of the hand, but they still act as a useful channel. So the result is an information pulse, raw information down around the Planck level, that shows up to us as a phase-conjugated beam of coherent light. I point the hand at the downrange target, 2 smoking feet.
What will you do if you ever have to point that thing at another human being? Harry asks quietly.
I put it back on the rack hastily. I really hope I'm never put in that position, I say.
That's not good enough. Say they were holding your wife or kids hostage.
The inquiry hasn't been held yet, I reply, so I don't know if I've still got a job. But I hope I never get put in that kind of position again. I try to keep my hands from shaking as I padlock the case and reactivate the ward field. Harry looks at me thoughtfully and nods.
Committee of Inquiry will come to order.
I shuffle the papers in front of me, for no very good reason other than to conceal my nervousness. It's a small conference room, walled in thick oak panels and carpeted in royal blue. I've just been called in. They're grilling people in order of who was there and who was responsible, and after Volman, I'm number 2. He was running the course and conducted the summoning. I merely terminated it. I don't recognize the suit sitting behind the table, but they look senior in that indefinable way that somehow says, I've got my KCMG, how long until you get yours? The third is a senior mage from the auditors, which would be enough to make my blood run cold if I were guilty of anything worse than stealing paperclips. They ask me to stand on the center of the crest of arms in the carpet, sewn with gold thread, some kind of Latin motto. Very nice. I feel the hairs on my arms prickle with static, and I know it's live.
Please state your name and job title.
There's a recorder on the desk, and its light is glowing red. Bob Howard, Darkside Hacker, Technical Computing Officer, Grade 2.
Where were you on Thursday the 19th of last month?
I was attending a training course, Introduction to Applied Occult Computing 104, conducted by Dr. Volman. The balding man in the middle makes a doodle on his pad, then fixes me with a cold stare.
Your opinion of the course?
I freeze for a moment. This isn't in the script.
I was bored silly. The course was fine, but it was a bit basic. I was only there because Harriet was pissed off at me for coming in late after putting in a 20-hour shift. Dr. Volman did a good job, but really it was insanely basic, and I didn't learn anything new and wasn't paying much attention.
Why am I saying this? The man in the middle looks at me again. It's like being under a microscope. I feel the back of my neck burst out in a cold, prickly sweat.
When you weren't paying attention, what were you doing? He demands.
Daydreaming, mostly. What's going on? I can't seem to stop myself answering everything they ask, however embarrassing.
I can't sleep in lecture theatres, and you can't read a book when there are only 8 students. I kept an ear open in case he said something interesting, but mostly, did you bear Frederick Ironsides any ill will?